Ask the Lord to be pleased to help me. I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in Psalm 37 and the 39th verse. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Psalm 37 and the 39th verse. This is a word which should lead to searching of heart among us. Any of you who have the great mercy to be sinners born again will realize the searching nature of the Word of God. The dead know not anything about it, but the living, sinners who are born again, do know the Word of God to be very searching and solemn. And there is a word in the subject which will set you thinking, and that is the character defined therein, the righteous. You will have some thoughts about it. A wonderful mercy to be such a character. Righteous. One who is made right. One who can rejoice that matters are right between his soul and God. Say you, I wish I could be sure I belong to the righteous. Oh, how glad I should be to have sure evidence I was such a character. And now there is a word to help you and to encourage you to hope in God regarding how you feel. The Word of God says, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. And now the desire of the righteous is to be righteous and to have indisputable evidence that one is such a character. And that should encourage you, poor sinner. Whene'er to call the Saviour mine, my soul with ardent wish aspires. Can it be less than power divine which animates these strong desires? There is another word in the subject which is one of unspeakable importance to a sinner born again, and that word is salvation. Oh, what a great word that is. What a depth of meaning there is in it. As a sinner born again ponders it in his heart, saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. I'm sure that some of you, dear people, are like Mary, and she pondered these things in her heart. And although maybe you cannot say much as yet about what you do know of the things of God, oh, you do ponder these things in your heart. And deep down, you have got a concern that ere you die, you might be helped to feel like Simeon of old. Lord, now lettest thou thy people, thy servant, depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation according to thy word. Oh, if you are, as I said, a sinner born again, you will find in journeying through life that it will be a matter of supreme importance, yea, of eternal moment, that you should be made manifest as the character in the text, one who is righteous. one who has the great mercy to possess a little religion that God is the author of, to enable you to live right, and at the last to die right. And your concern will be this prayer and this ambition mine, living and dying to be thine. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And now I want, as the Lord shall help me, to look at this subject from two or three viewpoints. The setting of the subject is very striking. All the way through the psalm, the psalmist has drawn a line of demarcation, and on one side of that line are the wicked, and the other side of the line the righteous are found. And you and I are on one side of the line or the other. Which of the two do you think it is? Let your consciences tell you. And the Lord bless you and help you to a right conclusion that you are indeed on the right side of the line, numbered with the righteous. Oh, you have said many a time, some of you, with them numbered I would be now and in eternity. Remember, the emphasis in that petition is on the word now. Balaam said, let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like his. But he had not the shadow of a shade of concern to live the life of the righteous. And now, if you are indeed such a character, the righteous, that will be your concern, to live right, as I said. And so, this line of demarcation is drawn throughout the psalm. And it is very evident that when you come to weigh up the end of the wicked, how solemn it is. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. A very solemn consideration. I often tell my own dear people, especially the young people, that life is a question of sowing and reaping. And it is. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If he lives such a life after the flesh, the things of the flesh, he will be numbered with the wicked. Come out on the wrong side of the line of demarcation the psalmist has drawn. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Oh, that character will be on the right side of the line of demarcation. It is a wonderful mercy to have some evidence, well grounded, that one belongs to the righteous. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. And there is one word in the psalm which I look at in approaching the subject. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Oh, to have a little religion that has got heaven's hallmark upon it. A little that God is the author of. And remember, unless God is the author of your religion, it will never do either to live by or die by. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. A wonderful mercy to possess a little that a righteous man hath. And now, looking at the subject, first of all, the salvation of the righteous
is of the Lord. The subject is very great. Our time is limited, and it can be approached from various viewpoints. But first of all, it is emphasized in the text, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. And there the Trinity is referred to. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity. Each person in the Godhead has a concern in the salvation of the righteous. What did the Father do in connection with it? Speaking with great reverence, the Father did all he could do to bring it about and make it a reality. Christ be my first elect, he said, and then chose our souls in Christ, our head. What did the Father do? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And our time was born, or the world was built. There was a covenant made, a covenant of grace, ordered in all things and sure, and all the righteous, a number which no man can number, were fixed in that covenant of grace, all to do with their soul's welfare was ordered in that covenant of grace, and it was guaranteed. Do think on it prayerfully. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And then, in that covenant of grace, Jesus Christ was ordained to be the mediator, that he might appear on behalf of the righteous before God and plead their cause when they had to be redeemed from the consequences of the Adam fall. And so, first of all, there is the Father choosing, ordaining to life eternal, as you read, as many as were ordained to life eternal believed. And that is what the Father was pleased to do in connection with this great matter of salvation of the righteous. I can only give you hints, and you know most of it already, and if you do, very solemn it would be if you get no good for your soul having the doctrine of it. Good creeds may stock our heads about, and in our hearts no grace be found. Do think on it, dear friends. Oh, that this might be a matter, a life and death matter, that you might have a part and lot in the salvation of God. You remember it was said to one character in the Acts of the Apostles' time, thou hast no part or lot in this matter. Thy heart is not right with God. A very solemn consideration. And now it will be an all-important matter to you if you are a sinner born again. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. And so the Father chose that vast host to be saved with an everlasting salvation, and then, blessed be his name, made a wonderful provision in sending down into this world his own Son, his only begotten Son. The Word of God says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his own Son, Remember that wording. It is a great doctrine, not to be looked askance at, but to be received and believed, appreciated and loved. God sent forth his own Son, made of a woman, made under the law. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh. And it was all to do with the salvation of the Lord in its plan. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark that word in. That which was lost. Meaning, the whole Church of Christ lost in the Adam fall. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate. His loving kindness, oh how great. And working out this line of thought, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. As to its plan, what an amazing plan it was and still is. The foundation of it is this. God, in this salvation of the righteous in its plan, does all the giving. And the sinner has to learn to do all the receiving and say, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Remember that. And now the plan is wonderful to contemplate. God alone could have conceived it, ordained it, set forth the pattern of it, that his own Son, he, before whom angels veil their faces and continually do cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, and that same Almighty God should sigh human breath, and the Lord of life experience death. How it was done, we can't discuss, but this we hope 'twas done for us. And now that is the plan of the salvation of the righteous. A scene of matchless grace, 'tis Jesus in the sinner's place. And so you may by living faith go to Bethlehem and see the great thing which came to pass there. Jesus Christ, verily God, yet seen on earth. Verily man, a little babe, a holy babe, the only babe that ever was holy. And he came into the world, born a babe, by birth mysterious, and he was cradled in the manger and sheltered a while in a stable. The Lord of life, the Lord of glory. Yes. And it was said, unto you is born a Saviour. One who is come to make sure the salvation of the righteous. Unto you is born in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ, the Lord. And he lived his life on earth. And as he was made of a woman, as I quoted, and it goes on, made under the law, there you get a further glimpse of salvation in its plan. Jesus Christ as verily man was made under the law that he might keep it on behalf of the righteous, that they might realize salvation in every jot and tittle of it. In him the Father never saw the least transgression of his law. In him we then perfection view, and the saints in him are perfect too. Oh, his life was a wonderful life. He kept the law in every jot and tittle, and at the end of his life, which he had lived under the law, he could declare, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Yes, Love's redeeming work was done. Fought the fight, the battle won. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then the working out of salvation in its plan. Not only did Jesus Christ live under the law as verily man and keep that law, but what doth the law say to a sinner born under it? The soul that sinneth, it should die. And now, here is that plan evidenced in a most amazing way, as you read in the Word of God, where it says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What does that mean? Christ died for our sins. Christ died for the ungodly. There is salvation being worked out in accordance with the plan made in heaven by the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And so Jesus Christ, blessed be his name, came into the world to save sinners. And that work he came into the world to do, he did it. It is finished, cried the Lord in his dying minute. Holy Ghost, repeat the word, full salvation's in it. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Is of the Lord in its planning. Is of the Lord in its purpose. Is of the Lord in the provision made to ensure it. Jesus Christ is a Saviour and a great one. And there is that guarantee. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. But then, how are these things to be known? How are the righteous to be made manifest? Here, the Holy Spirit is revealed as to what he has to do concerning the salvation of the righteous. The word of God has gone forth. Ye must be born again. Margin, born from above. And it is the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And the Holy Spirit is working night and day concerning the salvation of the righteous. As they are born into this world, when the time comes for them to be born again, the Holy Spirit begins the good work in every sinner's breast ordained to life eternal. And where he begins it, he carries it on, he completes it. He which hath begun the good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. In all that appertains to it, every jot and tittle of it, not only its planning and its purpose, but its provision, and it will not fail. Remember that. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man, or devil either, pluck them out of my hand. Such is the salvation of the righteous. And just to confirm it, you have got a beautiful illustration of it when you think of that vision that Peter saw when he was on the housetop, when he saw the sheet let down from heaven three times in succession, and that sheet was full of all manner of birds and beasts, creeping things, innumerable. Three times was it let down, three times taken up again. As it came down from heaven, so it was carried back thither. And now that is to teach us. Salvation is of the Lord. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing shall be taken from it. As God purposed it should be and planned in his eternal purposes, so it will not fail to come to pass. And remember this, the word tells us here, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And now I should judge, there has never been hardly such a time of trouble as the world is in nowadays. I know great wars have raged in our time, but they did not affect every nation, because every nation was not engaged in those great wars, though they did suffer some of the consequences of it and are suffering from the aftermath of it still. When you look round the world nowadays, so full of conflict and commotion, chaos and confusion, north, south, east and west, men's hearts failing them for fear as they survey the things which are coming on the earth. It is a time of trouble, such as never was. You read about that in the book of Daniel, and there is a further confirmation of this subject before us. And at that time shall Michael stand up. Michael here refers to Jesus Christ, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And there you get a picture of the future, which is yet to be unfolded in the details referred to. Thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Ay, you will say, in thy fair book of life and grace, oh, may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord, the Lamb. And now whatever men may purpose to do, and the devil is working overtime, doing all the mischief he can, because he knows he has only got a short time left to work in. Remember that. As you look round the world as it is, your heart may misgive you. But oh, if you are a sinner born again, you have no warrant to look round the world as you see it and think your own thoughts about what you see. You are to remember the Lord reigneth. You are to look up. When you see these things come to pass, then look up and know that your redemption draweth nigh, and know that God will make plain the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Yes. They that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see all dangers overpast, stand every storm, and live at last. And so, while the wicked, as they look on the world at times, may have their hearts filled with fear, there is a fear not for the righteous as they look into the future and think on what it may yet unfold. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. In every state secure, kept as Jehovah's eye, 'tis well with them while life endure, and well when called to die. Let us look at the subject from another viewpoint here. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. And now the psalmist goes on, he is their strength in the time of trouble. Let us look at that as God shall help us just a little. Mark the wording. It does not read, he makes them strong in a time of trouble. You may say, I should think there is no difference, only a distinction in words. There is a difference. It is not a distinction in words. Remember that. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And now think of that woman in the gospel that pressed through the crowd and said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Word it like this, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall realize his strength in my soul's need, my time of trouble. And what she was favored to obtain was contact with him who is the sinner's friend. And only as you and I are favored to wait on the Lord and realize what it is for the hand of faith to touch, as it were, the hem of his garment, his righteousness, can you renew your strength and find he is their strength in the time of trouble, as the text tells us. There is a wonderful word in Isaiah where it says, let him take hold of my strength, and he shall make peace with me. You must remember, dear friends, God will never give you any surplus grace, any strength to spare. You will never get tomorrow's strength in reserve today. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And you and I have got to learn, if we're sinners born again, every moment be receiving strength and yet be always weak. Thus you realize, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is their strength in the time of trouble. What does it mean? He is their strength in who he is, whom though we cannot comprehend, knowing thou art the sinner's friend, we love thee and adore. He is their strength not only in who he is, but in what he is. And now, he is their strength inasmuch as he has righteousness to impute to every sinner born again, whereby he is made righteous before God. Remember that. Good it is if you have to say, naked I come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, for you will prove this word. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. A wonderful mercy, his name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And then, he is their strength inasmuch as that work he came down into this world to do, he came into this world to do it, and he did it. And he said, it is finished. Therein is strength to poor sinners who want matters to be made right between their souls and God. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, what strength there is when you think of Calvary's cross and what was done thereon. Do you think on it? Do you sometimes spend a few sweet moments before it? Survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, and sometimes feel, here is strength. Oh, the riches of his grace. He poured out his precious blood for me. Oh, that is a sweet experience. Jesus' blood through earth and skies, mercy, eternal mercy, cries. And that fountain is still open. And that precious blood still avails. And that righteousness is still to be known. Yes. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And now what a strength he is, mark the wording, he is in the word of his grace. You can read the word of his grace and get no strength. You can read chapter after chapter and remain as weak as ever. But when he whose word it is helps you to read it, and you find thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, then he whose word it is your strength. And remember, the written and the incarnate word in all things are the same. Divine instructor, gracious Lord, O be forever near, help me to read thy sacred word and find my Saviour there. He is their strength in the word of his grace. Think of the strength he is in all his exceeding great and precious promises. All are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Every one of these promises in the gospel of the grace of God is empowered with thus saith the Lord. And thus he is the strength of his people when trouble like a gloomy cloud gathers thick and thunders loud. Poor sinners say with the psalmist, remember the word unto thy servant on which thou hast caused me to hope. Another thought is this. Not only is there the strength of the Lord in the promises, but think of the precepts. And now what strength there is when you do not know what is right to do, and you have got to do something as you journey through life, and then you look into the Word of God and realize there is a precept to meet the very case you are the subject of, and to throw light on the circumstances in which you are living. The psalmist said, I esteem thy precepts in all things to be right. And then, when you light on such a precept, you realize the word of God is to you a strength, and you desire divine aid to live in accordance with it. Yes, and I thought as I pondered this word, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And when you can look back a long life's way and see what you humbly believe the Lord has done for you, he is your strength regarding your past experience. As you look back and see the waymarks and eye heaps you have set up, which God has enabled you to do along life's way. And to have that past experience enables you to say and argue like Manoah. His wife argued with Manoah, I should say. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, would he have shown us all these things? And therein was strength. Thy love in times past forbids me to think thou wilt leave me at last in trouble to sing. There is strength in looking back over what God has done for us and say, what hath God wrought? And what he has done, he will never undo. What he has done, he will never leave unfinished. No. I have quoted already, he which hath begun the good work in you will perform it. The margin reading is, finish it. And it cannot be otherwise. But I must come to the amen. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And now it might be a time of trouble with some of you as you are here before God. I've no time to work out what your trouble may be, but whatever it is, if you are a sinner born again, you have a God to go to. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But do remember this, whatever your time of trouble may be, it may be affliction is laid on you, or it may be you're in your latter days, at the far end, and in life's even in time, or it may be you're in trying circumstances, that are crooked things to be made straight, or it may be you are in heaviness through manifold temptations and walking in darkness and you have no light, or it may be you are in a time of trouble because you're being made more and more aware of what a sinner you really are. And now remember this, when this word tells us, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, you must remember that when Solomon's temple was built, there was not the sound of any implement of iron to be heard in the building of it. It was not to be used. And now, whatever your time of trouble is, God is to have the glory, every jot and tittle, of helping you in it. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Mark that word, only, in Psalm 62. It occurs again and again. Only. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Thy whole dependence on me fix. Ne'er entertain a thought thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. Yes. And so, you will learn. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And that help he affords will never come too late. No, it will come in his time. And when he comes, makes known his strength, reveals to you his salvation in your own part and lot therein, you will look on and you will have to declare, he hath done all things well. Blessed is the man, O God, whose mind is stayed on thee, who waits for thy salvation, Lord, shall thy salvation see. Amen.